With Halloween happening and a big football game rivalry being played that same day and Election Day approaching, the desire to socialize and get together is going to be strong. This is Lisa Berry, and yet we remain in a pandemic, and the advice to wear a mask and socially distance is the same. We're joined now by Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia to tell us about an open letter just sent out and signed by numerous public officials. A public health reminder, is that a good way to put it?
Certainly. We've got a lot of activities coming up this week and weekend. As you mentioned, Halloween, big home game, Election Day. But hopefully folks have been safely voting all along, and that Election Day will just be that last opportunity. First and foremost, we want to emphasize that nothing has changed about the virus, right? The virus continues to circulate. The coronavirus that causes COVID-19 continues to circulate in our community. And as more things have opened up, activities resumed, and likely people relaxing here and there and having small gatherings or having events without distance, we're seeing sharp increases. Locally, we've seen cases increasing for a number of weeks. We now have our test positivity rate about doubled from what it had been. We're approaching 4%. We're also seeing those hospitalizations increase. So none of this is good news. And really, the emphasis and the point we're trying to get across here is that we have these measures, these preventative measures that we know reduce spread. We don't necessarily see transmission happening in events where face coverings, distance, good hand cleaning, all of those things are happening. So we want to remind and encourage everyone that we know it's not the same, you know, the same ways to celebrate or the same ways to get together, but we can at this point, with the virus circulating, do it safely if we continue to use those precautions.
I wonder about public health officials and infectious disease specialists and the people on the so-called front lines dealing with the COVID cases, and as we're seeing them double and triple and quadruple in Michigan in some places. What are they thinking? What is happening? And is there any way you can explain what is going on? People letting their guard down? Is that what it's about?
That's what it looks like. We're seeing, continuing to see the primary reasons for exposure to be those small or medium-sized gatherings without those precautions. So maybe you got together with a few friends or a family event or some sort of celebration, and you know, we're all tired of the virus. We're all tired of keeping our distance, and you let your guard down. Unfortunately, we see a lot of instances where then those become events that did in fact spread COVID. The other thing that we hear a lot for people that might have milder symptoms is that they confuse it with allergies or something else or a cold, and, you know, continue to go about their activities. And then we see that also being a way that it's spreading.
So if you have any kind of symptoms, and tell us what symptoms we should be looking for, then you need to think that's possibly COVID.
Of course, you know, the major ones that we're concerned about continue to be that fever or shortness of breath or coughing. But really, at this point, unfortunately, any symptom consistent with respiratory illness is a concern. And that would include congestion, cough, sore throat, aches, and unique to COVID, we hear that sudden loss of taste or smell.
And what is the timeline for getting tested? When do you recommend it?
Definitely, if someone's experiencing any of those symptoms, then go right away and get a test. But also importantly, continue to stay away from others so that you're not finding out a couple of days later that your test is positive and you were just with friends or family or in a public setting that you might have exposed people. So that's important. What we call the PCR test, which is that longer-term test that's sent for processing in a laboratory, is still taking 3 to 5 days in most locations. And unfortunately, you know, as we have increases, that can start to slow down more. Some places run a little faster, some a little slower. There are also some options for the rapid testing. And, you know, that can be helpful for quickly identifying positive results, but we do want to remind people that those rapid testing options are still not as reliable as the longer term. But if you get that rapid test as a positive, then we're pretty confident that's a positive. We worry more about getting the false negatives with those rapid tests. So if you're symptomatic, you still should be staying away from others. But even if you're not symptomatic and we're exposed, you have to remember that that negative test, whether it's rapid or long-term, does not clear you from quarantine. That virus can still take up to 14 days to make you sick. So you want to make sure you're staying away from everyone as much as possible during that quarantine after exposure.
So a rapid COVID-19 test taken or given quickly after the onset of symptoms and you get a negative, would you recommend someone getting tested again a few days later?
Yeah, I mean, the difficulty with trying to test out of quarantine is that you'd literally have to test yourself every day. So that's kind of why we recommend you just do the quarantine. If you are going to test, wait for at least 5 to 10 days into that quarantine or if there are symptoms. So let's say hypothetically you were exposed and you did start to have symptoms and you tested negative. Perhaps that's a little bit of assurance that those symptoms weren't related to COVID, but you still need to finish that quarantine because we know that the virus can still emerge during that time.
I think that's an important thing to repeat. That's, you still need to finish the quarantine.
Definitely.
Even if you have tested negative.
Yeah, because a lot of us, of course, that your initial reaction, you find out you've been exposed
right. And
you want to rush out and get a test, right?
Yes.
The virus hasn't necessarily had a chance to show up in your system yet. So that negative test really isn't going to tell you anything. You still have to keep to that quarantine. And unfortunately, you know, we hear those things happening a lot too, where people end up positive after they've kind of been going about their business and have been exposed to others. Mm-hmm. None of us wants to be the ones that expose someone else either, particularly someone that might become seriously ill.
And Election Day is coming up, and we know a lot of people vote absentee or have voted early, but there probably will be many who still go to the polls. And how do you vote safely and in a healthy way during a pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the guidance really is the same that we've been working with all along, right? If you're going to go out in person, you want to make sure that you're using that face covering, that you're keeping distance from others, cleaning your hands regularly. So polling places hopefully will also be observing those same safety precautions. And fortunately, there are also a lot of options for people to drop off their ballots ahead of the election day and potentially avoid any crowding or lines as well.
Halloween and a big football game and University of Michigan undergraduate students are still under that stay-in-place order. Is that correct?
They are still under that stay-in-place order. And so really that's about curbing the socializing, right? It's not a quarantine. We don't necessarily want or ask students to not go out at all, but we want them to be able to participate in their classroom activities or work activities in safe ways with distance, with face coverings. And we want them to avoid at this point any congregating, any socializing because of those high rates of illness we've seen associated with the university.
Is that being enforced? I understand there's a fine that goes with that.
Yes, there are mechanisms for enforcement, and that can happen through, the universities that can enforce those policies or have other repercussions for the students through local law enforcement and, you know, through us at the health department. Of course, anything that seems urgent should go through local law enforcement. And our first approach, whether it's law enforcement or the health department, is really going to be to try and reinforce with education, and the goal is to gain compliance. Of course, if that doesn't work or something's, very serious or escalating, then there are options for charges or for fines from $500 to $1,000.
Again, the Washtenaw County Health Department issuing an open letter to the Washtenaw County community signed by university presidents, elected government leaders, and of course, health department leaders, just telling everyone to be mindful that we're still in a pandemic. Lots going on this weekend, but please be as safe and mindful of how you can avoid the virus as possible.
That is really the message that we want people to remember, that, you know, nothing's changed about the virus. It's still circulating. We want to have as many activities and as many connections with each other as safely as possible. And right now that means that we have to do our best to wear those face coverings, to keep distance, and to find creative ways to still enjoy some of the activities we love, whether that's football or having some sort of a Halloween celebration. You know, find ways to do that where there's not direct contact, face-to-face contact with people, where you can stay outside as much as possible, and we can still enjoy each other's company, but do so as COVID safe as possible.
Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia, thanks so much for talking to us.
Absolutely. Thank you.